Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
That's aggressive. Layton is flicking me off.
Oh, no.
I just want that for the records.
He is. Ryan. I saw it. I watched it. He's doing it again.
He's doing it again.
Why are you fucking lying?
He's flicking me off
Layton,
again.
Who do you think the people are going to trust?
Okay. Probably someone that doesn't fuck with people constantly.
I don't
all
fuck
the time
with anyone.
For like multiple years over YouTube.
I don't fuck with
you
anyone.
You guys are constantly lying and shit.
No, we don't.
Ryan.
I love everyone listening.
Ryan.
We don't lie.
Ryan. I love you, man.
He's flicking me off again.
Yes. Put it down, Layton. Shut the door. Put the finger down. Shut the door.
You guys are really mean to me.
You smell. I didn't put on any deodorant today.
I didn't either. And
so
I
think we're both in the clear.
Okay. So,
in terms of,
well, I can see the thing is like your BO smells very different from my BO, so I can tell when it's mine, you know?
You know, what does my BO smell like?
You put it, well, it smells like the seasoned taco beef.
Yeah.
Where mine smells more like the onions of the taco.
Okay.
You know? Like, yeah, no, mine smells like, my BO tends to smell more like onions, bro, and yours. Your smells like just like the. Wait, once you said the taco beef thing that one time and I sniffed your armpit and smelled it, like.
It's kind of sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, it just
like
made
a sweet smell.
That's mine is like that too. It just made me like feel so ill. Just like thinking of something I like. And then like, I was like, oh. God.
Hey, that's life, baby.
You want to get a sniff of this? I can bring it over.
If you want to bring it over, because I'm already so comfortable.
Check this out, bro. Get up in there.
See, it just smell. I just smell fabric softener.
What? Really?
Yeah. I only smelled your shirt, I think.
Well, just imagine you're sauteing some onions.
Imagining
you sliced
it, right now.
It, you know. Put them together, you got a good taco.
So, Matt, what are the hip and happen topics of this week? What have you seen that's hip and happening?
It's July 2021. There's
July 6th, 2021.
We just observed Independence Day?
Not like...
What the hell is that? The garage door is opening.
Do we need to close this window?
We could. But I don't know, it's kind of nice little breeze in here.
It is.
They're not omnidirectional. They're not going to pick up. Who cares,
you're
man?
Some noise canceling in post after?
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. I kind of like hearing the birds outside.
Me too.
But what's happening this week? 4th of July happened.
That's right.
A
lot of fireworks went off.
Oh, so many, dude. Like, it sounded like a war zone outside. Like, usually it does, but this year...
My mom said she had to go inside because they got to a point where it reminded her of when she was in Lebanon.
Damn.
She was like, nah, I've had enough.
It sounds like war. It's like...
Yeah. I'm like, did it really sound like that? She's like, sometimes... I'm like, damn.
Yeah, imagine like living somewhere and you're just like laying in bed and you could just hear in the distance just like.
She told me she had to like some nights sleep under the table with
Whoa.
Like her siblings and stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because bombs were going off. There's a bomb that went off across the street from her. It was in the apartment building over. It was a guy. I think the story was it was a guy making a bomb and then he just blew himself up accidentally.
I don't mean to laugh at that. That's just like...
Well, he was going to use it to blow someone up.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's kind of karmatic, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
That's God going, okay, buddy.
Okay.
R word.
I'm kidding. My favorite subreddit.
Yeah.
What a... Hey, you
is
know,
that subreddit still around?
Yeah. I have a friend that...
No way!
...sends me memes from it, like, every week.
You think that
I never respond, but
one of the ones that like got taken down, because you know how a whole slew of them got taken down. That
a big chopping block when they axe all those subreddits.
Because then they didn't take Mega 64. They took down some podcast. What was the
Chapo?
Chapo.
They took down Chapo's subreddit, which, to be fair, was a really awful subreddit.
Well, I mean, I
didn't go on it, but
the subreddits I visit are r/Sea of Thieves, r/Super Mega.
Yeah.
Because that's the best subreddit on this website.
Or r/Super Mega Show, r/Super Mega.
Yeah. Sorry. r/Super Mega Show. And r/Rant Grumps.
Yes. That's some of the best. That's some of the best. Dude, any of like the leftist podcast subreddits are just
awful,
a toxic wasteland.
Why is it people like going like I'm guessing like Destiny subreddit,
like Chapo or just like anyone, Cumtown, all those like leftist subreddits, like leftist like podcast subreddits. It's like you get a bunch of like tryhard kids that are make a bunch of like death threats and like it's like the Donald but just like flipped.
Kids are horrifying, and now they have the full extent of the internet to wield their power.
I have anonymity, and I can say whatever I want with no remorse.
Yeah, and it's fun at the time.
I forgot.
Later, you'll get to go, I shouldn't have done that, but, you know, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so, you don't need to worry about it. I don't remember who said it. Maybe it was Eddie Burback, but someone was like,
who?
Eddie Burback.
Don't say his full name. Or else he will fucking be here in a heartbeat. You only said it twice, right?
Yeah, I didn't say it a third time.
That's good.
EB tweeted something like, I wish Twitter put in a system where, you know, you have to verify your age and it would show your age next to your username. So like in a Twitter debate or like when you're getting like blasted on Twitter, it's just like 14, 15, 13. It's like, oh, okay. So, you know, because, you know, Twitter and TikTok and social media is bad for mental health. It is one of the worst things for mental health, I think.
I don't know. I go on Twitter to like art and see what people are saying every now and then, but I don't like go into the trending shit. The only place where I go to like the homepage, I think, is like Reddit, where I'll just go to popular and just scroll if I'm like already updated with like what I'm checking.
I just have this weird fear of like, I'm scared that like if I'm not on Twitter, I'm like falling off.
Oh, I have that feeling. Well, it's true in my case, but
I haven't fallen off.
I haven't fallen off, but I've definitely like I haven't accrued the like consistency that you should have working in what we do. But I'm trying to fix that. I started streaming again, for example.
Ooh.
So I'm gonna.
Hey, I just streamed before we. Started recording this podcast.
Yeah. What are you checking?
I was making sure it's recording.
Were you like, did I start?
Yeah, I was like, did I press start? We've done that before.
I mean, it's only been twice, but I have started it.
Yeah. Nice. Hey, man. It's don't think of it as like a.
Just do it when I want to.
Yeah, just do it when you want, man.
Just have fun with it. I told chat, let's see how long this stint lasts.
Let's see.
Like, how long will this stint go for? And then how long will the break be before the next stint? You know what I mean? Because there's always, like, this big fucking few months to, like, I think one time it was, like, over a year break.
It happens, man. I mean, like, you're not, like, it's not your job to stream.
Exactly. You
know? But this is your job.
This is my job. You're right.
Bowing down to the advertisers, that's your job.
I mean, it is. It's what pays the bills.
Yeah, it is. It's what keeps the lights on. It's what keeps Lego fed. It's what gets me to buy copious amounts of drugs.
And condoms for your wife's boyfriend.
Well, they haven't been using them lately.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's unfair.
No, I know. And we made an agreement.
Because the marriage is a sanctity between you and her.
Well, I still have to wear a condom.
So if you're going to have kids.
I have to wear a condom when I have sex with my wife.
Still?
Yes. I've never had sex with her without a condom. But he... Lately, I just found this out like 2 days ago. He doesn't have to wear a condom with
me. Was it when you were videotaping or was it?
No. I go through the trash in the bathroom every morning just to see if there's anything good in there, like worth keeping.
Yeah.
And I noticed
sometimes people throw out
Well, I noticed there were no condoms. There used to be condoms. There weren't any condoms in the trash. No cum-filled condoms tied off like a little balloon animal. And I noticed this. I was
like, they've been going at it.
Oh, they
make it obvious.
I mean, the last week I have not slept in the same room as them.
Yeah.
I've been sleeping.
Have you brought that up? Have you talked to them about it?
I just know my place. But what happened was I just noticed, like, there's no condoms. And I was like, okay, I won't say anything. You know, maybe they flushed it. And the next day, I heard them going at it all night like a couple of monkeys. Didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything in the trash can. No condoms. So I was like, all right. Now it's starting to get weird. Third day, nothing still. So when they were sitting down eating the breakfast I had cooked for them, I said, hey, can I ask you guys something? And he was like, what? And I said, I didn't find any condoms in the trash can this week, the last 3-4 days. And he looks at me and he goes, yeah, it's because I've been raw dogging her asshole. And I couldn't tell if he meant like raw dogging her asshole or like he's calling me an asshole. Yeah. Because the way he said it was like, I've been raw dogging her asshole. So I couldn't really tell with the intonation.
So
he's foreign. So like the intonation like is not always very clear.
Okay.
It's from Abu Dhabi. But like, dude, that's just frustrating, man. Like that he can fuck her without a condom, but I still have to wear, you know, protection. And I'm the husband.
I mean,
that's my wife.
The thing is, you could if you saved up 100 of your tokens, but you can usually only get to 10 because that's where a hand job's offered.
Yeah, man.
But you got to save them up and maybe
do you know how hard that is, dude? Do you know how infrequently I get those tokens? And he's the one that gives them to me.
You were in like 4 last year.
He's the one that decides when I get them, not her. He's like the one in control of the tokens. So when he thinks
Can the tokens be taken away?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, that's unfair.
Yeah, no, he takes them away more than he gives them. And that's the problem. I burnt his toast last week and he took one away. And that was really upsetting because I had finally, it had been like 6 months and I finally got up to 3 and I burned his toast. And I told him, I said, oh, I'll make you another one. It's fine. And he said, no, give me a token. And I had to go up into my room or I guess their room. I have a little air mattress next to the bed. And I had to go into my little Ziploc bag and pull a token out and give it to him. And it sucked. It was awful. It was not fun. But
I'm praying for you to get to 100.
I don't think it's going to happen, man. But that's okay. You know, like I said, I know my place.
Yeah. I mean, you got in this relationship knowing what it was.
Maybe I'm not supposed to ever have 100. You know? But it's episode 252 of the Super Mega Cast.
Oh, shiz.
So, woo. 252. Yeah, 252.
Yeah, 252.
I know that.
252.
252.
You can read it forwards and backwards.
That's a palindrome, guys.
That's crazy. But this isn't the palindrome episode.
The last time we had this was 121.
Yeah.
Wait, no, 242. Never mind.
Oh, true.
That was a really stupid moment of mine right there. I was like, 121.
I was just agreeing because I was like, yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I trust that my friend is smart enough to have basic math understood. I don't. We've established this many times.
But the first palindrome episode was
11. Then we had 22. Then 33.
33?
Yeah.
I wonder what it was like back then.
32 was the maintenance man cometh.
Wait,
I know
was
that.
It?
31 was 33. Oh, fuck.
What was 33?
33 was
the reality space show?
I was about to say, yeah. The space one. I don't know why I remember that. There it is.
I want to see how we introduce a podcast.
Oh, yeah, back at 33?
Like, yeah. Because that's far enough in to where...
Oh, no. I just shifted. I just peed before this, and I just shifted, and I just felt a bunch of pee come out. Because, you know, like, you don't always get it all out.
I guess some things haven't changed.
Dude, that's the thing, is it's like... I have listened back to, like, some older episodes here and there, and I'm like, oh... Yeah, there is some different stuff, but it's like really like it's not that much different. It's like, oh, I'm still talking about pissing my pants.
Gosh darn ads.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. When we signed our contract with, I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to, I didn't know they were gonna put ads in the old episodes.
Yeah, neither did I.
So, at least for the next year, we're locked in with that one. So,
oops.
We don't read contracts. Why? Why would you? Why am I going to waste time doing that? Why am I going to waste time reading something that legally
binds you?
Binds me to.
But we
something.
Also don't know if we can talk about this because we haven't read the contract, so we probably just shouldn't, just in case.
Mm. Yeah.
Because we didn't read the contract.
Actually, I don't know if there's anything that says.
Did you read it?
I can go through and see. I can read the contract live on the podcast. It's not super long. Well, yeah, it is actually. But I could just read every section of the contract and make that the rest of the episode.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure people would love that.
Yeah. Any legal students could be like, oh, yeah, you guys fucked up with that one.
Yep.
It's the wording on that one, they got you.
It's like they always know. It's like, I feel like legal students are like, it's like once they hear the start of a certain phrase, it's like, oh, that. Legal students, what's the start, or those who are studying law, right? What is like the start of a phrase that would be in a contract or something that's a big automatic red flag? Like just like da 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 da, and then like that's it. Like not a whole sentence, just kind of like the start of something that kind of tips your ear. Or what is something that tips your ear to a bad contract that's not as blatant as I just read the contract?
Usually it's like they'll word things very specifically where like you'll just gloss over it and not realize like what it could actually imply.
You won't get your thesaurus out and you'll just kind of like try to weasel your way through it.
Well, it's the kind of shit, like the kind of like word trickery like I brought up on a previous episode where it's like Subway can say made with 100% chicken. But it's actually like 20% chicken, but yeah. It's made with the chicken that is in it, besides the filler, is 100% chicken. So they can say, maybe not, it's not made of 100% chicken, but just it's made like how with it's 100%
like,
chicken.
How like egg salad is made with mustard.
Yeah. It's not made, you know, of mustard.
Like, yeah.
It's made with some mustard.
Yeah. So made with 100% chicken.
Dude, okay. Why... Like this is far too late to have this realization, but like why don't we have a lawyer to read over contracts for us?
Because we're smarter than any lawyer.
That's true. Yeah,
we're two brains. A lawyer's just one.
That's true, man. And I'm not hiring a whole that's fucking team of lawyers. You know how expensive lawyers are?
Probably like $25 a day or something like that.
God, did you think no, I'm not paying that shit. I'm not paying you know why God made snakes?
Why did God make snakes?
Wait, fuck, what was... I think I got it wrong. You know why God made lawyers?
Why? Do you not remember this one as well?
Because he already made snakes?
Dude, I don't remember.
What? He already made... No, what's the saying?
Dude? I don't know. I don't know.
Let me just Google, you know why God made lawyers.
See, I don't know things, Matthew. I know some
things. I don't know things either, dude.
But here we are with a podcast.
Anyone can have a podcast. That's the thing.
The least we could do is know things. No, okay. What's one thing you know? Well, just top of your head, what's one thing you know?
I know the names. I know a lot of stuff about space.
One
and
thing.
The deep sea.
That's just a statement that you know these things. What's one thing you know about space?
Uranus. I'm not making a joke. Uranus has a moon named Miranda.
That's awesome.
You know why God made snakes before he made lawyers?
Why?
He needed the practice.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Jimmy McGill.
He needed the practice.
That's good. That's really good, man. Wait, is that... Did I get that wrong? Is Miranda not a moon of...
More like Saul Fartman.
Please. Yes! Uranus.
Yeah?
Dude,
did you hear that?
Did you fart?
No. More like Saul Fartman.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah. Do you ever just
pretty go, sick, isn't it?
It's good. Do you ever just go on Wikipedia and just go down like just rabbit holes looking?
Yeah, sometimes I'll look up some porn and it leads to more porn. It's crazy.
I remember when I was too scared to look up porn, like when I was younger, I was like, I can learn.
It felt like a Mission Impossible event. Like turning on the computer, like shutting the door so quiet.
So they don't hear it. Well, dude, I've definitely said this before, but
if the speakers were accidentally on, like go real quick.
I mean, that still has happened to me as an adult.
That would be like abort mission, like hold, turn it off, and then like
restart.
Just stay quiet for a bit to see if you hear any movement.
I was thinking about this the other day, actually, because the way my house was set up, it was two stories, and my parents' bedroom was right below my dad's like work room, and that's where the computer was. But the house was like built in the 70s or 80s, and it had some like squeaky nails. So when to walk to the computer, I had to like go around the desk from the doorway. And when you would walk, it'd be like, and you could hear it from my parents' bedroom so clear. So I remember at night, I'd have to be like, I'm gonna watch porn. Fuck. So I'd like I'd leave the door open so I could hear them coming just in case.
You could hear them what, Matt?
Come on, man. I'm not talking about my parents having sex. I'm talking about myself watching porn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I much rather would have listened to that, though, because that's the real deal.
yeah, that is.
Of course. But basically,
you hear, like, the...
For, like, 20 seconds, and then just... And it just stops.
And then you'll start to... You'll just hear, like, the sink turn on.
Like, the light turn on for, like, 5 seconds, then turn back off.
Yeah.
And then, like, 5 minutes later, just hear my dad snoring. No, but I'd have to walk around to get to the computer, and I'd be, like, on my tiptoes, like, and it'd be, like, and I'd be, and I remember every now and then, I would hear from downstairs, Matthew, and I'd be, and I'd zoom back out, dude. I remember one time,
I wish there was, like, a camera set up so I could see you in, like, cinematic beauty, like, have the narrative splayed out before me. Matthew?
I remember one time I was...
Like, pages from, like a desk out in the hallway, just flies, starts swirling a little
dust cloud behind me. Yeah. I was looking once, and I remember looking at pornography once, yes, when I was a wee teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, my dad came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere?
Yeah.
He had to come from somewhere, man. He didn't just come from a portal opens up. Like
right behind me, a portal... And the fabric of space and time opened, and he climbed out. What are you doing, son? Hey! What are you using the family computer for?
Then my dad came out of nowhere. I love that.
No, but I suddenly realized he was much closer, like, to walking into the studio than I thought.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. Whip my pants up real quick. I go to fucking close out and computer freezes. And I was like, no.
You can't just turn off the monitor, because then that's super suspicious.
Nope. Well, it was a Mac. Like one of the old Macs. Okay. You can't turn off the monitor without turning off the computer. So I just hold down the button on the back. It's not turning off. Right as he walks in. And I was like, man, the computer just messed up. And then another time.
It doesn't. And those old computers didn't like save your shit.
No, but another time I heard him coming. So I closed out real quick and pulled something else up. But my favorite thing about porn websites is they're like, oh, let's silently open up some pop-ups of disgusting porn in the background that you don't even see. So he comes over and he's like, hey, I need to get on for work. I was like, okay. So I close out of my windows. And then there's just like this big-ass live Jasmine ad of like a girl fingering herself. Like, ah. And he's like, what the hell is that? And I was like, we might have a virus. I don't know, Dad. I told him I thought we had a virus. So like I did this whole thing where I like downloaded antivirus software. I was like, I got rid of it, Dad. He probably knew, but.
I think I got away with most of my escapades.
They had to know.
Oh, they had to know at some point.
Looking back, like, my parents, like, they had to know when I was, like hey, I'm going to go to my room to study.
Oh, exactly. Like, it's just kind of like, I'm going to, well, I don't know. I spent most of my time in my room playing games and stuff, so I'm
pretty
sure.
Yeah, playing with yourself, your favorite game.
I played video games by myself sometimes. Only sometimes. I had a lot of friends. I was telling you, I was saying earlier how I have friends around the world. Well, actually, I say that in an ad read that you're about to hear.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back.
God.
Make sure you put the right ad read there.
I will, man. Well, I'll also, but well, also, in the video version, yes. But, yeah, you know, but
the audio version, who knows? Because that's
streaming services. That's
a bunch of fucking monkeys.
That's left up to a bunch of monkeys in suits that are like, oh, these guys making dick jokes again. Just throw the ads in right here. Go.
Yeah.
Mix them up, whatever. So I don't know. I really don't. Also, I don't know if it works like if when we record ads, if it replaces like the old ones and other episodes. So if you listen to an old episode, you'll hear like the ads we just recorded.
That would be interesting. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Because I mean, I don't want I don't know if they would be playing like old ads still. Beats me. That's probably why they make us send.
I don't listen to the super mega cast.
Yeah, you do. You listen to it right now.
Well, technically, yeah.
You're listening to it live.
I'm creating it. With every word we utter, we're creating gold.
Do you guys know Ryan and I have edited every single episode of this podcast up to 252?
That is right.
We have edited every single one.
Every single one.
I usually take evens. Ryan usually takes odds.
It's been that way for a while. There's
a period where like you would do 6 weeks, and then I would do like five or... Getting a phone call?
Hello?
Welcome to Spectrum, the country's largest cable TV network.
Dude.
If you are facing issues with the service or feel the bill is too high, press 1 and speak to a feedback agent. Otherwise, hang up the call.
Yo mama.
Dude, you just... Spectrum ain't gonna recover from that one.
Spectrum. Stupid old Spectrum.
I'm on the Spectrum. That should be their new catchphrase. Like for people that have like Spectrum internet. Yep, I'm on the Spectrum.
I wish they would do that.
Like a whole advertising campaign.
That would be good.
That would be great. I think that'd be fantastic.
Then we could all be on the Spectrum.
We could all be like on the Spectrum network, you know? Although, we're all on the Spectrum.
Although I can't promote being quote unquote on the Spectrum because their internet's not the best. It's fine.
Do I have Spectrum?
I don't think you do. Do you? I don't know if I have
AT&T or if I have Spectrum. I just have literally like there was only one thing available for me that was like high speed, which was stupid because like where I used to live, which was pretty close to where I moved to, I had like way more options. And then just like right down the street, it's like only one. Like,
yeah.
Why? Also, like I lived in an apartment building once where for internet, you only had one option. Like they had signed a deal with, I think, AT&T. And it's like you have no option for internet except this package. And you have to pay like this amount, which is so stupid. So just effing dumb, dude.
Oh, guess what?
What?
Update on fleas. The flea situation.
Let's hear about these fleas, Ryan. I actually, real quick, if it doesn't work, what you tried, I think I actually do know how to get rid of them. I'm not kidding.
Okay. So this is what the Bugman said. Bugman came today, and he put more granules in the lawn, and he used, like, two different types of sprays. It like kills them on contact and then also works residually up to like a month or something like that. And all the problem areas that I was having. And when I went out there to show them the problem areas, a bunch of them were jumping on us as I was talking to them. So I was like, yeah. He actually answered the door and he's like, are you sure it's fleas though? And I'm like, I'm very sure it's fleas.
Come take a look, Buster.
Yeah. And so we had that moment. And he said, he went, okay, I might have, like, oversprayed, but he seemed like an anxious little man because he didn't want to flee on him because he's like, I have a husky at home and I don't want to bring one home. So he was talking and he said, even if there was a dead animal or an animal under my shed, there wouldn't have been that bad of an infestation. So this was a pretty bad infestation because he said there was, like, 10 to 20 of them on his little trousers at one time at one point. But he sprayed the hell out of that area. And then when I went out there to go check on it, you know, only one jumped on me the whole time I was out there. I was out there for like 5 minutes walking around up and down.
Shit.
But here's the thing. That means that there's at least like more eggs or something somewhere. And the advice he said was if this works, that's good. But if it doesn't, then that means maybe your neighbors have it. And I'm like, well, what if my neighbors are irresponsible and they're not like, I'm not going to go... Y'all got fleas?
Yeah, exactly. Y'all got fleas? Get your shit treated. Come on. Like, I'm not going to do that. So he's like, then if this doesn't fix it, move. I was like, all right.
I forgot about this. My sister told me this ages ago to get rid of, like, ants, fleas, bed bugs. It's crazy. It's called, I forgot what it's called, like, diatomaceous earth, I think.
Okay.
It's like a white powder. And it's not toxic to dogs or anything or humans, but like...
Does it work similar to like salt where it like breaks just, through their exoskeletons?
It just absolutely kills
Can them. I use it on my patio or...
Yeah, because you can even feed it to a dog to kill worms that the dog has.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's like the best for killing bugs apparently. So like that right there. And actually I got a lot of DMs on Instagram for you. People were like, tell Ryan to use diatomaceous earth.
That's what a lot of people were saying that. In fact, I was reading somewhere, maybe it was a comment on the video, but it's like
diatomaceous earth.
But it's something like that. It's something
diatomaceous earth.
Diatomaceous earth. Well, they were saying how their exterminator guy was like, hey, you're wasting money using me. Just get this shit. It's magic. And so.
Diatomaceous earth kills household and garden pests. Fleas, ticks, ants, cockroaches, slugs, bedbugs, and more. Within 48 hours of
contact. Home Depot or something?
Mm-hmm. Just sprinkle it around. And also, if your neighbors were to have fleas, you could just do like a big line along like the fence or wherever.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to cross over because they'd die. I'm pretty sure it's something like when they touch it, it like sucks all the moisture out of them or something, and then they...
Similar to salt. Salt works in that way.
Yeah. So try that, because it's like, I mean, double check that. I read that you can feed it to a dog to get rid of like worms the dog has. So yeah. Go ahead and just feed Lego a couple spoonfuls.
Okay, just to make sure it's safe. I'm going to look into that more. I'm also going to wait like a few days, and then I'm going to go back out in that back area and see... You know, one or two may get on me, but I'm going to see if it gets as bad as, like, because if I get down and stand out there and, like, give it just a little bit, I'll have, like, 5-10 on me, no problem.
Well, why don't you give it a couple days and then just cover your bases and sprinkle the diatomaceous earth on top of what the guy did, even if you don't see any. Just in case there's a couple eggs laying around that's like, oh, just wait. We're going to fuck you up, Ryan.
But then the wind might blow the diatomaceous earth because it's a powdery type of stuff, right?
Dude, also, it's like cocaine. You could get handfuls of it at nighttime and throw it over the fence to your neighbor's place.
I could.
He's just out there, like, his wife and him just, like, broke up. Like, just got a huge fight, and she's packing up her stuff, and he's out there smoking a cigarette, like, just throwing it, goes in his eyes over the fence, and fucking, it's flammable, just goes up in flames, he sets on fire, and no one knows how he fucking died. You know?
Wasn't me. Officer, I swear to God it wasn't me.
If you knew that you had done that, but they had no way to ever tell it was you, are you gonna be like, I killed him?
Of course not, dude.
No.
Dude, I still have so many commendations to get in Sea of Thieves, okay?
Like, you're not scared about, like, losing, like, your livelihood or, like,
no,
anything. It's, you're just like, I have more Sea of Thieves to play.
The season, like, I'm still not 100, level 100 renown or whatever. I still gotta grind that out. Afterwards, maybe I'll take some responsibility for my actions, you know?
They should give prisoners video games.
But I'll go to an officer and be like, officer, let's say I accidentally caused someone's death and didn't come out about it knowingly because I was so embarrassed. What kind of trouble would I be in?
Serious trouble, young man. That's
thank you.
What is that?
Then I go and whistle and I walk away.
That's second degree manslaughter.
The mental torment that I give myself is enough punishment.
Exactly.
I shouldn't have done that. You know, that type of thing. That,
like,
that,
when a drunk driver kills a family, why send him to jail? He's going to live with that for the rest of his life.
Exactly. You know? He's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to go around breathing air, drinking delicious beverages once again, eating wonderful foods.
With the weight on his back that he killed a family.
Yeah.
Did your high school have like a guy that was a drunk driver that killed someone come and speak?
No, but we did have a very kind of... There was every few years there was a big kind of accident where either the student was drunk or they were hit by a drunk driver and they would like spell their name in like red solo cups.
On the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on the chain link fences.
Mm-hmm. Big drunk drive, like don't drink and drive campaigns, but.
Okay, wait.
Kids are stupid.
So.
And also adults, because adults also drink and drive too.
Adults drink and drive a lot. I actually had a friend in high school that three or so years after graduating, him and this other kid I knew got into like an Escalade or an Explorer or a Suburban, one of those big cars, at like 2 a.m. from a party, and they were hammered, and they drove and flipped the car, and my friend died. And the other one was his best friend. He has to live with the fact that he killed him. He didn't go to jail or anything.
Which he's lucky for that.
Yeah.
He didn't go to jail.
Well, I remember seeing his mugshot, dude. His mugshot taken right after the wreck, and he just looks like the most, like, broken fucking, like, person I've ever seen.
It's
he killed his best friend.
Yeah.
And he knows. He's like, well, I killed him. And now I'm going to be in trouble, too. I'd be more upset that I'm going to be in trouble than I killed my friend, but...
Yeah, I don't want people to know that I'm an asshole.
They're going to say, wow, you're a fucking asshole the rest of your life. That does suck, though. Like, living with that is, like, ultimate prison, kind of. Like, knowing that.
Yeah, that's why you should just send these people back out into the world.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Drinking and driving's
fine. You won't do it again, right? No, officer.
I feel bad. No, I won't do it again.
You're looking at me like that. You're looking at me like that, and it makes me say you're going to do it again.
No, I'm not going to do it again. Pinky promise.
Okay, pinky promise. Oh, you moved it away.
All right, no, this time for real. This time for real.
Okay, here we go.
Wait, you got your fingers crossed behind your back, don't you?
Come on. Now.
All right, this time for real, I'm serious.
Pinky promise, you're not going to drink and drive again.
No fingers crossed.
I'm going to have to pull you over. We're going to have to do this song and dance all over again.
No drinking and driving next time, I promise. Yep.
Okay.
Like, literally, like, a couple meters away, there's like a flipped minivan with a family just on fire. All right, have a good night, sir.
There's this video of these like two inebriated dudes who have crashed into a pole, and the officers see this. They see it happen on the dash cam. And as the officer's walking up, the dude has his window rolled down, and he's just like, "What's up, officer?" Like nothing happened.
Try to play it off.
Yeah, the dude's like, "Well," and this pole is like on top of this man's car.
Maybe he won't. Dude, act cool.
Good evening, officer.
Cool, dude. He won't notice. Hey,
let me see if I can find it real quick.
Like just like hoping that the officer just doesn't notice. Hey, you got a tail light out, son. Okay, I'll get that fixed, officer.
No, there's so many fucking videos of people crashing into poles.
Yeah.
The Reddit can find it, maybe. Probably not. They'll probably put a bunch of the videos that aren't it, and I won't even give them hints. Yeah. I won't be like, nah.
I think I found the video Ryan was talking about.
Nope.
Sorry.
Nope.
Oh, man, dude. Let me tell you something, Ryan.
One thing?
I don't know why.
Doesn't even matter how hard you try.
Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself why.
Tried so hard, lost it all. In the end, it doesn't even matter.
I'm very sore today.
Cool.
Yeah.
Why are you sore, Matt?
I'm sore because...
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I almost spilled a little drink.
I had so much sex with your mom last night, and I was up on top of her all night, so now I'm all sore. Ow, dude. You hit the microphone, not even me. You know how expensive these things are? It's fun dip, dude.
Oh, dude. We're going to have to get Jackson here to clean this up.
Jackson! Ryan picked up a candle to pretend to throw at me, and for some reason there was an open packet of Fun Dip inside.
Who brought this Fun Dip?
I didn't eat that Fun Dip. No.
I remember there was someone on the podcast, like, why'd you get Fun Dip? I think this Fun Dip's old as shit.
It's more than half a year old. It's been there.
Was it like Eddie? Was it EB's? It was someone's, you remember, it was a guest's Fun Dip. And, like, they weren't even eating it with the stuff. They were just eating the powder or whatever?
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
Who was that?
Who was that? It was someone weird. Wait.
It wasn't Too Mad. It wasn't Jacob.
It might have been Too Mad. No, that's been there longer.
No, this has been here for a while.
I see it every time. Because it's also got the toy fish inside the candle.
Yeah.
That's the state of our office. But Ryan picked up the candle, pretended to throw at me, and fucking...
And a bunch of powder just flew up. Like in a movie.
You can also hear the real... tear in my screen, because I actually thought you were going to. You're like, stop!
Yeah. I knew. I just had to look at something heavy where for you it would be like, it's that item where it's like, that's definitely too heavy for it to be thrown at me, but maybe this person thinks it's light enough or something to like, where it's not.
Yeah, maybe he's like taking the joke a little too far, doesn't realize it, and then it's going to like hit my knee and like fracture it or...
You know, because he already threw a water bottle at me.
Maybe right.
He thinks this is kind of like the same deal.
The next step up, you know?
Because you could have thrown on that bottle or the bottle of Hennessy that's sitting there. How many? Okay, speaking of which, how long is that? Okay, this table.
The Hennessy has been here since two men.
That's right. And the table right here between us has, it doesn't really get cleaned off that often. Like, there, so it's just the same things on it that have been here forever. There's an educational book about methadone.
Yep.
A candle with some Fun Dip. There's a half-drank bottle of Hennessy,
when is this newspaper from?
That's from today, I think.
Did you just bring this?
Yeah, I brought that in from the mailbox.
Oh.
No, maybe not. I don't know. That bottle of Hennessy, though, you know what I realized?
No.
Ever since Two Man, we've had every guest try it. So I think that maybe we should keep it around, and like every time a guest comes on, they got to have some Hennessy. The super mega Henny bottle.
Sorry, there's some good deals.
Tell me some deals, man.
To organize your home, custom closets, garage cabinets, home offices, laundries, pantries, hobby rooms, wall beds, wall organizers, garage flooring, wall units, sliding glass doors, and sliding mirror doors. 50% off plus free installation and free delivery. 50% off any order of $980 or more. 40% off any order of $680 or more on any closet, garage, or office orders and others. Closet World. Okay.
Huh. Well, this is our 2020 annual water quality report.
Is it good? How is it?
We could see how fucking dirty the water we've been drinking is from the tap. Let me see. Lead. Okay, so lead, we're good. There's 0.2 amount of lead in our water. But action level is 15, so it has to get to 15.
Ooh, you could save $537 on auto insurance.
Really?
With AAA.
I just got my AAA card in the mail. I renewed it. AAA, I will say, this is not an advertisement. AAA is, as an adult, one of the best investments you can make. Because you pay for an annual membership. Anytime you break down, get a flat tire, need a tow, they come and they just do it. Like, you don't have to pay for a thing. You just pay for a yearly membership. Break down, they'll come straight to you, tow you, pick you up, change your flat tire, give you gas, whatever you need.
This sounds like an ad read.
It's not. AAA is actually like a really good investment.
There's a difference between like ad reads and what we're doing now. Like, these are just like us talking.
I'm recommending AAA to people.
And these are ad reads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right. Find anything else juicy in those?
Microbiological sampling results. Stop tickling my... Stop, dude. Okay, so really, really, no microbiological... No E. coli in our water. Yeah, so that's good.
Poop? Feces?
Don't see that. Well, actually, wait. Disinfection byproducts and disinfectant residuals. Total trihalomethanes. Let's see how we're doing. Okay. So 13 is the highest
of
for total trihalomethanes. We got 8.
Whoa. Okay?
By drinking water disinfection. And then let's see. This one's high. Chloramines, which I'm guessing is chlorine and shit. The highest says 3.3. We got 2. And then bromate, when you're mating with your bros, we got 1.4. And the highest is 4.2.
Oh, that's...
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Detection of contaminants with secondary drinking water standards. Aluminum chloride color odor. Oh, shit. Okay, wait. Let me see if there's anything that's, like, alarming in here. Okay, that one's pretty high. What is that? Total dissolved solids.
So
runoff or leaching from natural deposits or seawater influence. Industrial waste.
You know what's in the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Poop.
Well, listen to this. Industrial waste, the highest number is 215. Got 92. So there is some industrial waste. And that's parts per million.
So we're drinking some pee?
Yeah. Oh, this one's really high. Ooh. Specific conductance? Substances that form ions in water. Seafloor influence. Oh, I don't give a fuck about that. Is there any... I'm just looking for poop. Whoa, what the fuck?
What? What happened?
Dude. Radionuclides. Uranium. The highest is 14. Our drinking water has 8.9 uranium.
They make bombs out of that, don't they?
What the fuck, dude? The fuck, 8.9? That's a little
just too... Just go look in your water report. They're trying to make us all individual nuclear explosives so they could just drop human bodies, which are the most... what we have a wealth of in America.
Dude, that's... that's a lot of uranium, dude. That's more than half of the limit.
Oh wait, is this is a Burbank newsletter?
Oh, what's going on in our community? I'm reading the best Burbank newsletter, which is the water in Burbank.
Summer 2021.
That's the water report for I guess that, man, the fucking uranium in the water, that was the biggest shocker to me. And it comes from erosion of natural deposits.
There's no byline.
It's not even a...
For any of these.
There's no way.
I don't see a byline.
What's a byline?
By, like, the author of the article.
Oh! Like, who wrote these articles?
Yeah.
Mr. Burbank wrote them. Burbank.
I was going to give credit. Or maybe it's not that type of thing. Let's see. Take out trash. Over the past year, many of us have been supporting our local restaurants and taking a break. Yeah, this sounds like something. I don't know. Or maybe they want this, like, this is coming from Mr. Burbank.
Well, usually
Burbank
they'll put
himself.
It in a little
thing. This is Mr. Burbank. This isn't, like, a local paper or anything.
You know, EB. Can't say his name a third time on the podcast because he'll be here. Whoa!
Right?
Ryan just threw the newsletter and it landed, like standing up against his drink. Pretty cool. That's stiff.
Thanks, man.
So some of you guys might have seen EB on Twitter getting real upset that he can't get verified time and time again. That's actually because of us. We have connects at Twitter, and it's a joke. We're
we
like,
just tell
not,
him not to.
Just don't do it.
Just don't do it. Like, it's not hurting anyone. It's not like...
Just don't do it. Just don't
it's
verify
just funny.
Him. You know? So, Ryan and I up on the hilltop with our check marks looking
down.
Because
we go to those parties every month.
Mm, yeah.
The influencer, you have to have the blue check mark verified parties.
Well, that's mainly why he wants it. He pretends like he's like, oh, I just want it. I don't really care. He wants it so he can come to the influencer parties because they, when you get to the door, they check if you have a check mark. And if you don't, you don't even get to the second gate. You have to get to the first gate where they check it.
Yeah.
Then you got to walk about half a mile through the property to the
and
second
And then if
gate.
Anyone recognizes you as you're going through that walk, then you're allowed in. But if no one recognizes you on that kind of like boardwalk, you know, half mile walk to the actual property, yep. Then you have to turn around.
They're like, all right, because
your application.
And that's because there's people that are verified with like 2,000 followers.
Yeah.
You don't know who the fuck they are. So if one of those guys, like, I'm going to go to one of these verified parties, goes in, no one recognizes them, turn away. But when Ryan and I go, every time, we get swamped. They're chasing us. We have to run. It's like
know.
The Beatles.
I guess it would be at the benefit because then EB would be one of those people that would help us get recognized. But I don't think I have the courage to like admit that I, you know.
Well, I don't. Maybe one or two people would recognize him, which is would still get him in. But you know, there's a lot of people there.
Yeah,
they would care about us, man. It's like Beatlemania when they see us.
Did you notice,
passing out.
Did you notice how venomous Twitter was in their response to him? How mean and heartless they were.
Yeah, that was cold, man. Twitter really clapped back at EB.
They did.
He who shall not be named.
At least for the third time, not in this specific one.
Yeah, I don't want to fucking risk it, you know?
The planets are aligned and you don't want to test it when that shit's going on. What is it, the stars are aligned?
Or the planets, you know? Well, I
just can't remember which is aligned. One of them.
You can check it right there.
Aligned.
See, they're not aligned. Neptune is in retrograde, dude. So,
dumbass. That's why everything bad's been happening to you. Because
Pluto's
fucking...
a planet. Pluto's a planet.
It is. They reinstated it. They did. Then why? Then
Planet X isn't real.
Why on my Apple
Planet
Watch?
X isn't real.
Planet X
isn't real.
There's more planets beyond Pluto we just don't know about. Because they have such ecliptic orbits.
Then if they exist, why don't we know about them?
Fuck.
We can see into other solar systems. Why can't we see what's in ours?
That is kind of weird that like we can detect planets like light years away, but like we still have not found everything in our solar system. I guess, I mean, they're small.
It's just goofy, man.
I mean, there's not a microplanet, but there is like a moon type thing that's bigger than Mercury, but it's not considered a planet. Because I think it, or, I don't know, dude. I said earlier, I was like, I know a lot about space. I'm now embarrassing myself.
Yeah.
I had a dream last night. We were doing a Super Mega Live show, and we were about to go on, and we had nothing planned. So, pretty much just what really happened.
That's what I had to say, so far, of course.
But it was really scary.
I'm just sweeping a little.
Just sweeping away the fun dip.
I'm trying to see, you know, I'm trying to get it collected.
Get a little razor blade.
Razor blade.
Get a little razor blade, dude. Ron, what are the odds you have to snort a line of Fun Dip?
Wouldn't that go into my lungs?
Yes.
That's not good.
But it can't be worse for you than, like, snorting drugs.
You're right, which I have done a lot of.
Dude, don't... Well, I almost brought him up again. I was going to say, you know...
Quaaludes?
Well, EB.
Yes.
Grinds him up. He always tries... He made us try it once. I didn't like it. You didn't like it. But he pushes it on people to do the Quaaludes. And they're expired, too, because they don't make Quaaludes anymore. So they're more potent.
Yep.
And I don't know. He's just got a drug problem.
EB just needs to get rid of his needles, get rid of his trays, and just kind of like just flatten out for like a week or two.
Just at least a week.
Yeah.
You know, he's been strung out lately.
And then, you know, for the good graces, if that happens, then we'll probably talk to Twitter a little bit, maybe. But yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of funny.
Even if he cleans up his act, it's still funny to me. Yeah. So, you know. Oh, fuck, dude. There's a big box of Girl Scout cookies in front of me. I just noticed.
What kind? Thin Mints?
Thin Mints.
Ooh wee. Ooh sooey. Sooey.
If I was a Union soldier and I'm in the woods at night and I hear a group of Confederates running through the woods, coming closer, doing their little battle cries, I would be fucking terrified. Ooh! I'd be like, ah, right, it's like monsters coming.
It's a pig call, dude.
We watched that. Yeah, we watched that video yesterday of like the pig call tournament.
Yeah.
I've been doing this since I was a little boy and I studied under a master. Doing all these like weird fucking sounds. Pig.
Come here, pig. Here, pig. It was really good. Layton put it on. It was great.
Mmm. That's good.
Now I know how to call your mom to bed.
That was a zinger, man. That's a good one.
Right?
That one I can't be mad at. That was good.
Thanks, man.
It's really good.
You know, I try not to be so disrespectful sometimes.
Well, I don't know. I don't think she still listens to the podcast because I haven't heard her bring it up in a while.
Really?
She's retired now?
My mom definitely still brings up the podcast and watches. She posts pictures with our merch.
I talked on my phone with my mom this morning. She brought that up.
She said, why doesn't your mom do that? Is she not as supportive as my mom, I guess?
No, she's not.
Mm.
I wish she was, but she, my mom's like, I saw Cecile posting some pictures in her Ryan McGee shirt and pictures of the July calendar.
Yep.
Always. I haven't seen them,
when
but
the
that,
month
that's,
changes.
That's what my mom said.
She was wearing the Ryan McGee shirt.
Not the Matt Watson shirt.
No. She wouldn't be caught dead. Your mom didn't buy the Matt Watson shirt?
I sent her one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did she not wear it? Because it's a gift.
You know what? That's actually funny that you mentioned that. I have not.
Right? You should call her up and see what's going on with that.
I have too big of a fear that maybe I didn't actually send it. And she's like, you never sent me a package. And then I'm going to be like, no, I did. I definitely did.
Odds are you ask your mom to take a picture of herself wearing your shirt. You just do it now?
Let's give her a call and see.
Yeah, it's your mom.
Hey, can you take a picture of yourself in the NASCAR shirt? And that will confirm if I sent it to her.
Mama?
Yes, Matthew.
Yeah.
Hello.
Mama.
Hey, honey, what's happening? What are you doing?
Not much. I'm just, heads up, I'm recording a podcast right now, but I had a question. Would you be able to take a picture of yourself wearing the Matt Watson?
Not for the podcast.
I'm already done with the question.
We need you to wear like the Matt Watson NASCAR merch shirt. Would you take a picture of yourself wearing that one that I sent you?
We wouldn't post it. We wouldn't post the picture anywhere.
You didn't send me one of those.
Yes, I did.
No, well, I never got it.
All right, Mom. I love you. Hope you're having a good day. Well, I guess I didn't send my mom one.
So what other things has Matt Watson claimed to have done and then ultimately not have done?
I don't think he ever met George Bush. I have proof of that one. I have a letter from the governor that said they're thanking me.
I don't think Super Meg is real.
It's a figment of your imagination.
Could you imagine, like, how weird it would be if someone was watching, like, heard this conversation and, like, haha, fell asleep, woke up the next morning, and, like, we just deleted our channel and everything. Like, we tried to scrub as much as we could.
They're like, what the fuck? Like, they can't find anyone talking about it online.
I know. Like, we just
delete the subreddit, delete everything.
Maybe the internet would be better if Super Mega never existed.
We'll unis onus ourselves. We'll penis anus ourselves.
That's the voice the villain in our big movie.
Who's played by
Markiplier.
He would play a great villain. I'm not going to lie, wouldn't he? He's big.
Their views have been reduced to atoms.
Their views have been reduced to hundreds of thousands.
Oh.
Consistency is normalcy. Consistent uploads is key, boys. And what we have here is...
Can you put on some pants, Mark?
What we have here is a failure. To upload.
Yo mama. When he casts lightning bolts. Fries you into a little... I wouldn't be surprised if like Markiplier could shoot lightning bolts out of his hands.
Honestly, with all the like soul searching he does, he's gotta have like some sort of like mental energy built up. You can tell in his forehead veins.
Well, that's the electricity going through. Because he can charge it up and fire a lightning bolt. Like he throws lightning bolts like Hercules.
What?
Zeus? Does Zeus throw light? Zeus, yeah.
Hercules is Zeus's son.
Well, he should be able to throw lightning bolts too. Isn't that genetic?
But he's a half breed.
Oh, okay, never mind.
When Zeus went down and fornicated with some humans.
God damn it. He pulled a god.
Or, I think, I don't know, in the Disney one, they make him just drink a bottle that takes away his god or half of his godness. I think Zeus had sex with like his wife. In the movie.
Zeus had sex?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he had a lot of sex.
Okay, I gotta rethink.
Jesus didn't, though. Pussy.
You know he got some pussy at least once.
No.
There's no way Jesus, what? Wasn't he like 33 when he died? There's no way that man got to 33 without some pussy.
How can you fuck a pussy when you are one?
Stop. That's what Christ you're talking about. And seriously, how the fuck? Dude, imagine going to 33 and having no pussy. Smash cut to like one of the listeners right now, just like put his head down on his desk.
Picture
like,
of Jesus this off. Checking his manicure while he's being crucified.
Now that's bottom energy.
Classic callback.
Classic callback to a classic Super Mega moment.
SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom. Play the new one. It's the same thing. It just looks slightly different.
Yeah,
no.
I will say, earlier this morning you were asking me why was May 2019 our biggest spike in subs ever. I looked back. It's because that's when we started SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom. So maybe we should play it again. Dude, you know how many people we could actually just probably copy the audio from that and just put it over new gameplay and they wouldn't even notice.
We just have to talk over someone else's gameplay. Because we don't even talk about the games.
Sorry.
GD F word. Fuckers.
Yeah. But still, GD is what pissed me off.
Okay. I'm sorry, dude.
I feel dirty even saying GD. I mean, it's implying the same thing. So is it even any better just to say the initials? No, it's not. It's the exact same thing as saying the actual swear. I like when someone says goddamn on like the radio or TV, they censor God. It's like, ah, damn it.
Yeah.
Can you believe that's what the liberals are doing? They're censoring the word God on television.
Those are the right wingers who don't want kids listening to it because they don't want their little babies to be sinners.
Here's an
like
interesting
mommy and daddy
question that someone asked me this week.
Okay. Do I get to answer it?
Yeah.
Is it a question you're posing or just a question that you're posing and then you're going to give your, like...
Well, I've answered it. Okay. I'm curious about you. Now, neither of us at this point in our lives plan to or want to have children.
Correct.
We've said. But if you did have kids, would you swear in front of your children?
Yeah. Not like all the time, but I like wouldn't beat myself. I wouldn't make it a point
now,
to be like, whoa. I let them know what words are not good to say around like family and stuff.
I had the same answer. I think when they're like elementary school, I'd try to not do it a lot just so they don't go saying it. But like when they're older, it's like.
I definitely tone it down.
Once they understand like the words and the power behind the F word, that's fine.
I rarely hear my dad cuss.
Same. I don't hear my.
But I'll say something during a phone call and I'll be like.
Same.
But I'm usually good. I like replace it with like frickin' or gosh darn. I just try to go PG with it.
Yeah, I feel a little awkward surrounding my dad. My mom swears like a damn sailor. So,
mom's the one who taught me most of the curse words I know to this day.
She taught you how to have sex too. I have a fucking like. Oh, I just said a swear word right there.
Sex.
Mm-hmm. Basically. I feel fine swearing around my mom because she swears around me. It's mutual understanding. My dad, though, I hear him swear every now and then. But like when I'm on the phone and I'll be talking about something, like, you know, it's fucking stupid. I'll instantly be like, fuck, I shouldn't have said that.
My dad doesn't give me a reaction if I do slip up.
Give me a reaction either, but it's like I can feel it kind of.
For me, it's just like I don't do this, and he doesn't talk like I do. He has a very calm manner of vocabulary.
But fuck, I think that saying swear words, like viewing saying swear words as immoral, is like it just feels so dumb and outdated.
Look,
like obviously you shouldn't use swear words like to hurt someone or well, unless it's EB or like there's situations where you're not going to use swear words, but
no,
like,
but it is crass.
It's crass because we say it's crass.
I mean, yes, but like then those words would have no meaning if they weren't crass.
That's true. I just think like
the reason it feels so good to say them is because they are crass.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It does feel good. Really does feel good. Sometimes I think because I grew up so straight edge, not saying swear words until like eighth grade or something. Sometimes at 25, I have realizations like, oh my God, I'm an adult. I can just swear whenever I want. And it like feels cool.
I wish I could remember like back when I started to say curse words, because I definitely became like, I think it was in elementary school.
For me, it was a week where I felt like I was a big sinner. I was like, oh, jeez, what am I doing? What am I becoming? And now I do it for a goddamn living, fuckers.
Yep. So it was just a waste of time and moral integrity boosting.
Are we, would you say that we are heavy cursers?
Yes.
Are we?
I'm definitely a heavy cursor.
Do we fucking swear a lot?
Something in my throat. Fuck.
What fucking shit's in your throat, dude?
Huh?
What fucking shit's in your throat, you dick?
Whatever you put in there, Latin. What were you asking?
I don't remember, actually. I don't fucking remember, asshole.
Oh, you're saying, like, do you see us as big cursors?
Yeah.
I do. We're potty mouths.
I guess I do, but I guess, but. Everyone else I know is like cusses the same amount, so
well,
it doesn't
feel
like
we're not going
like
to like fucking dinner parties with people, you know.
Oh, you cunts!
Yeah, we're not like.
That's a good one.
We're not bursting in doing pulling a Larry David. You pussy,
dude! What I was thinking about Larry David
starts crying.
Curb's such a good show. He made that like 1 year after Seinfeld, and it's
because he's a genius.
He has not taken like a
break.
Who's
Jerry Seinfeld?
A character that Larry David came up with,
but a man who finds beautiful romantic love with a high schooler at the age of 35.
Now, Ryan, I'm sick of you slandering Jerry Seinfeld with these true statements.
Christopher Nolan was right. Love is the extra dimension. It travels through space and time.
Yeah, if you've seen Interstellar,
and in Jerry's case, a few 13 years.
But in Interstellar, that most people miss this. So, yeah, they're like, oh, the point of the movie was that love is, like, beyond dimensions. It can travel through dimensions. What the deeper message was that, like, all ages should be able to love all ages. That's what that means.
Oh, sorry. 17 years, Jerry.
17? Yeah, 17. Double her age, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oops.
Whoops. I thought she was 71.
Read the numbers backwards.
Yeah. Dyslexical Jerry. There I go again.
There I go again.
I have deja vu. I feel like we just made that same bit within the past 10 episodes or 5 episodes.
What? Jerry Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld slipping up in the same way saying 71.
I feel like that was in a Sonic Let's Play.
Okay. I really got a bad cough right now.
What's wrong?
Ugh. Well, I went to several clubs because I wanted to test out this theory of the Delta strain to see if it was real. And so I guess we'll find out soon. I took a test.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When did the cough start?
Just a few moments ago before the podcast. Like, it started to pick up.
Okay.
So.
How are you feeling? You feel fine?
Yeah.
Can you smell and taste okay?
Oh, I can still smell and taste the clubs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That scent does not wash off.
No.
That sticks around for a couple days.
You know, I'm smoking cigars all night, baby. I'm wearing sunglasses indoors, smoking cigars indoors, and I'm busting a nut indoors.
Okay? Woo!
Sometimes outdoors, they don't let me in the club because of my flip-flops.
I was about to say, last time you did it outdoors, they didn't let you back in.
Well, it's because they didn't allow anyone with flip-flops and gym shorts in. I was like, you know what? I'm going to bust a nut on the side of your building.
You had come down your gym shorts, very visible, and the clubs have black lights, so it glows. That's why they didn't let you. It wasn't the gym shorts and the flip-flops. Well, it was that too, but it was mainly because of the cum. I really, I went to a club once with...
Once?
Well, I've been to clubs
mainly. Amateur?
I remember one time, the worst time I ever went was probably with Eddie Burp.
No! Eddie, no!
Please,
no!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.